Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. Headlines. Russia warns of non-diplomatic response to Ukrainian drone attack on President Vladimir Putin's residence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges all parties to avoid actions undermining ongoing diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. External Affairs Minister Dr. A.J. Shankar to attend former Bangladesh Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia's funeral in Dhaka tomorrow. Widespread protests erupt in Iran after its currency hits record low. Saudi Arabia bombs Yemen's Mukalla port over weapons shipment, leading to escalation of tensions in West Asia region. And in women's cricket, India set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka in 5th and final T20 in Thiruvananthapuram. External Affairs Minister Dr. A.J. Shankar will attend a former Bangladesh Prime Minister and Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP chairperson Begum Khalida Zia's funeral ceremony in Dhaka tomorrow. Dr. A.J. Shankar will represent the government and people of India at the funeral. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, expressed grief over the demise of former Bangladesh Prime Minister. Khalida Zia, who was the first woman Prime Minister of Bangladesh, passed away in Dhaka this morning. More from our correspondent.
Bangladesh has declared 3 days of state mourning following the death of former Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khalida Zia. A one-day general public holiday will be observed tomorrow, the day of her Namaz-e-Janaza. The funeral prayer will be held at 2 p.m. at the South Plaza of the Jatiya Sansad Bhavan and Manik Mia Avenue in Dhaka. Khalida Zia will be laid to rest beside her husband, former President Ziaur Rahman. The interim government has confirmed that the entire funeral process will be carried out with full state honors. Representatives from several South and Southeast Asian countries are expected to attend. Meanwhile, former Awami League Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has expressed her condolences over Khalida Zia's death, calling it an irreparable loss to Bangladesh political landscape. Nawalsang Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
Russia warned of non-diplomatic response to a failed Ukrainian drone attack on President Vladimir Putin's state residence in the Novgorod region. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova described the attempt attack as unprecedented, saying it happened at a critical moment when plans were being discussed in United States, undermining ongoing peace efforts. Earlier, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned that targets for retaliatory strikes have been identified and the timing of their implementation by the Russian armed forces has been determined. Meanwhile, Ukraine's foreign minister, Andriy Sybiha, accused Moscow of fabricating the incident and spreading disinformation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep concern over reports on the alleged Ukraine attack on the residence of the Russian president. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi highlighted the ongoing diplomatic efforts remain the most viable path towards ending hostilities and achieving lasting peace. The Prime Minister urged all concerned parties to remain focused on these efforts and to avoid any actions that could undermine them. Russia's Ministry of Defense said that the nuclear-capable Oreshnik missile system has entered active service. Without providing detailed information, the Defense Ministry said that the brief ceremony marked on this occasion in neighboring Belarus, where the missiles have been deployed. Oreshnik, an intermediate-range ballistic missile, can fly between 500 to 5,500 km with a speed up to Mach 10. The announcement comes at a critical time for Russia-Ukraine peace talks. The United States has deployed 2 aircraft carriers and an amphibious assault ship to the Western Pacific as China conducts a military exercise around Taiwan. According to the U.S. Naval Institute Fleet and Marine Tracker, the Nimitz-class aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln entered the South China Sea for routine operations. Supporting the carrier operations, the amphibious assault ship USS Tripoli, capable of launching 5 35B jets, conducted routine operations in the South China Sea earlier in December. Meanwhile, China has launched missiles and deployed fighter jets and warships around Taiwan for a second day of live fire drills. Taipei condemned the drills as highly provocative and reckless. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Protests erupted in Iran after the country's currency plummeted to a record low against the US dollar and the head of the central bank resigned yesterday. According to media reports, these are considered the largest protests in the past 3 years. State television reported that the resignation of central bank head Mohammad Reza Farzin, while traders and shopkeepers rallied in Tehran as well as in the Shushu neighborhood near Tehran's main Grand Bazaar. Earlier on Sunday, protests were limited to the two major mobile markets in downtown Tehran, where demonstrators chanted anti-government slogans. Saudi Arabia bombed the port city of Mukalla in Yemen in early hours today. The Southern Saudi press agency, quoting a military statement, said the airstrikes were launched after ships arrived there from Fujairah, a port city on the UAE's eastern coast. The statement said that the weapons unloaded from the ships posed a threat to security and stability, prompting the operation to destroy them. The attack signals a new escalation in tensions between the kingdom and the Southern Transitional Council. Meanwhile, Yemen's anti-Houthi forces have declared a state of emergency following the airstrikes. Israeli forces launched fresh strikes across Gaza Strip today, carrying out aerial and artillery attacks in several areas. According to local media, the airstrikes targeted locations north of Rafah and east of Khan Yunus, the Maghazi camp in central Gaza, and the Beit Lahia in the north of the strip. Gaza authorities said these attacks violated the October 10th ceasefire agreement brokered by U.S. President Donald Trump. Yesterday, U.S. President Donald Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his Florida residence to discuss the next phase of the ceasefire plan for Gaza. After the meeting, he said Hamas would be given a short period to disarm before moving to the second phase of the peace plan and added that Israel has fully complied with the agreement.
We talked about Hamas and we talked about disarmament, and they're going to be given a very short period of time to disarm, and we'll see how that works out. Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be in charge of that from our side. But if they don't disarm, as they agreed to do, they agreed to it, and then they'll be held to pay for them.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu called his meeting with the U.S. president very productive. Addressing the press, Mr. Netanyahu said the Trump administration has achieved remarkable things in West Asia and his leadership changed the previous conception of America's entrance to the West Asia region.
You know, people said there was a different conception at one time, which means that America can advance its interests in the Middle East if it opens a lot of daylight between it and Israel. And President Trump has done the exact opposite. He's achieved remarkable things in the Middle East because we work together.
In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 in Thiruvananthapuram tonight. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka were restricted to 160 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the allotted overs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Russia warns of non-diplomatic response to Ukrainian drone attack on President Vladimir Putin's residence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges all parties to avoid actions undermining ongoing diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend former Bangladesh Prime Minister Begum Khalda Zia's funeral in Dhaka tomorrow. Widespread protests erupt in Iran after its currency hits record low. Saudi Arabia bombs Yemen's Mukalla port over weapons shipment, leading to escalation of tensions in West Asia region. And women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in fifth and T20 in Thiruvananthapuram. Clean sweep series 5-0. That's conclude all tonight's World News. For more, stay tuned to Akashwani.